Innisfil, two 19-year-olds were shot, one fatally, during an incident involving South Simcoe Police in Innisfil Thursday afternoon. Ontario's Special Investigations Unit has been called in after an interaction between officers and the men outside a residence on Shoreview Drive, in the north end of the town, around 3 p.m. August 15. In a statement, the SU says four officers discharged their firearms at the men while responding to a family dispute. One of the teens was transported to hospital in Barrie, where he was pronounced dead. The other had critical injuries and was sent to a hospital in Toronto. Officers arrived and there was an interaction involving the two men outside the residence, the SIU's Christy Danette said in a media release late Thursday night. Just prior to that release, South Simcoe issued a statement of its own, noting its officers had responded to a violent incident at a residential address in Innisfil. Upon arrival, there was an altercation between officers and two subjects, South Simcoe stated. As a result, both subjects suffered serious and life-threatening injuries. The SU is an independent government agency that investigates the conduct of officers that may have resulted in death, serious injury, sexual assault or the discharge of a firearm at a person. Its civilian investigators look at whether the officers have committed a criminal offense in connection with the incident. Depending on the evidence, either a criminal charge can be laid or the case will be closed. It publicly reports the results of its investigations. Four investigators and two forensic investigators have been assigned to the case, Danette said. Because the SU has now invoked its mandate, South Simcoe Police are unable to comment on the situation, the department said. It did, however, confirm this is the same incident for which a public advisory had been issued late Thursday afternoon. Please avoid the area, police said in the advisory. There is no threat to the public at this time. South Simcoe has asked the Ontario Provincial Police to conduct a parallel investigation into this incident. The SU is urging anyone who may have information about this investigation, including video or photos, to contact the lead investigator at 1-800-787-8529 or visit su.on.ca/n/appeals.php. Innisfil Today will have more details about this incident as they are released.